Hey, howdy, happy day. I'm going to give a friend of mine a call here in about a second, Tony Bernardo. He's the boots on the ground boss guy for the CSSA in Canada, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. They have an office in Toronto, but in the Toronto area, I should say, in the Ontario area, the GTA, etc. But you know what? They're represented across the nation, and Tony knows everything there is about guns. And I'm going to give him a call now and put him on the speakerphone, and I'm going to ask him about the recent shooting in Nova Scotia.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, Brian.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I've never had a bad day. How about you?
Well, I happen to know that you have had a couple of them.
Well,
are you feeling well?
Some haven't been as good as others, for sure. So I'm not sure about the reception, but we're live here, Tony, on the Right Edition show. And I wanted to get your input, I guess, as to this shooting that happened here recently in Nova Scotia. To give me some help on this. I mean, it was several days ago, and the obvious question that I have, at least, is that, you know, what kind of firearm, and was he licensed, and so on and so forth. And what happened? It was about a 13-hour rampage, I understand, and kind of take it from the top a little bit with what you know and what you think we should know.
Okay, well, he went on a 13-hour rampage, killing 22 people. They have still no idea how many of those people were shot to death. There is some evidence that some were beaten to death and that some were incinerated in the arsons. But they're still looking to see that. In terms of the firearms he used, they haven't released much information other than he did not have a firearms license, so therefore every firearm he possessed was illegal. The only one that we know of that he possessed was a Smith & Wesson 5946 that he took from a deceased RCMP officer after he shot and killed her. But we don't know what he shot and killed her with. The rumor mill says that it was a shotgun. So far, I haven't seen anything to dispel that. Certainly, any firearm he did have would be illegal anyway because he's unlicensed.
Yeah. Well, today's Thursday that we're doing this show, and the shooting was when? I think it was last Saturday or Sunday? What day?
Sunday.
So several days have gone by. It's a little unusual, isn't it, to not have more information?
It's only unusual if the firearms do not meet their political agenda.
Well said. And like this guy was dressed up as a member, the RCMP member, and
yes.
One, and he was driving an RCMP lookalike car. I mean,
yes.
Even if a good guy had a gun, boy, oh boy, it'd be a tough call. You don't know who to shoot, do you? I mean, what a spooky thing. Fires and beatings. I hadn't heard about the beatings before. Wow. What else can you add?
Well, I mean, the fact is that it was well known that he was a little on the eccentric side. Certainly collecting old cars is not really that eccentric. And there are other people in the country that collect RCMP cars or any other police vehicles. They're sold at auction. Sometimes they're restored. But, you know, having a restored old fire truck doesn't mean you're pretending to be a fireman, right?
No.
You know, so you got to wonder about this guy. He had an assault conviction. And it was a disturbing assault. It was in 2002. Now, he didn't hurt the person very badly, but he sucker-punched a 15-year-old boy in the back of the head.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, it was unprovoked. He was convicted of that, but given first offense and the fact that the boy wasn't hurt, they took it easy on him in court. They gave him a conditional discharge with a 9-month probation. And part of the conditions of his probation was not to be in possession of firearms and ammunition. That's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah. What about us now? You, me, the millions of gun owners and the millions of people that are in the gun business, you know, whether it be manufacturing or retailing or gunsmithing, what about us? Because typically this thing rolls out past the incident, past the tragedy. It impacts us as registered legal gun owners. What's going to happen here politically now?
We don't know. What we do know is that the Prime Minister has said that their gun control plans are all on track. I'm not sure quite how he figures that, because he's had a gun bill that has passed 10 months ago and has not been implemented. So it seems to me that that's demonstrative of the real urgency of this whole thing. This is like window dressing, smoke and mirror stuff. And I honestly don't know whether or not he's going to follow through on his plans to ban assault rifles. But this is really crazy, because assault rifles have been banned in Canada since the early 1970s.
What is an assault rifle? I'm a gun guy and I don't even know. What is an assault rifle?
Well, unlike an assault weapon, there is actually a definition for an assault rifle. It's a military definition. And what it is it's a rifle that fires an intermediate cartridge, has a large capacity magazine, and is selective fire. That means it will fire semi-automatic, but it will also fire full automatic like a machine gun. Well, on those three qualifications, Canada fails on two of them, because we're limited to 5 rounds magazine capacity, so large capacity magazines are out.
Oh, my, and, my.
And there's no full autos. So, you know, what we have might look like one, but it isn't one. It's like saying a Ford Mustang with a racing stripe is a Formula One car. And no, not even close, you know.
No kidding.
Strike doesn't make it go faster.
Tell me something, jumping around here, but how is it that you can have a gun rampage with a killer for 13 hours driving around a province and not have an alert or a message go out to the citizenry for self-protection? And just let me add to that question, I'll confuse it, but are there a lot of gun owners, a lot of guns in the province of Nova Scotia?
Sure. There's lots of Canadians everywhere that like guns, absolutely. Okay. And you know, the Nova Scotia firearms community, the recreational firearms community, is alive, well, and thriving. Hunting is a huge pastime in Nova Scotia. So is target shooting.
So had there been a notice go out to the citizenry? Is it fair to say that somebody may have armed himself because the good guys have access to firearms?
Yeah, that is fair to say. In fact, there is an anecdotal story. I cannot confirm that this is true.
Okay.
But a gentleman said that a police car with a single police officer pulled in his driveway, and his wife had seen the Twitter alert that went out. And she said, "Oh my God, he's here." And she went downstairs to hide while her husband took his bird hunting shotgun, loaded it and aimed it at the front door, and as the policeman was pounding on the front door, he said, "You know, get away from my door or I will shoot you and kill you." And the police officer got back in his car and drove away.
Oh, my. I mean, what a story.
What a story, because a real police officer would not have done that.
No kidding. Wow.
No kidding.
I don't think they even ride singly, do they? I'm not sure of that, but in
some
most...
do. You know,
they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some do.
It's a terrible tragedy. Hundreds and hundreds of people are affected by this, the loved ones and so on, I mean, of the victims. It's a horrible story. And of course, it always rolls out to us, to you, me, and the millions of gun owners. So,
And I'm seeing an accompanying event here, Brian, and it's very disquieting, very, very disquieting.
Mm.
I have had at least a dozen people say to me personally since this happened, "So what do you think I should do if a policeman wants to pull me over?
Oh boy.
What if he's going to kill me?"
Oh boy.
And it's like, no, I mean, like, that's not going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
You're probably in much more danger if you don't pull over.
Yeah.
But the fact that people think this is scary.
Oh, for sure. There's new dynamics now. And I think the government now has a lot of new dynamics, a lot of new things to work with. Not only do they have the virus situation, now they have this. And it's not your ordinary shooting in that you have a person disguised as a policeman with a car and everything. So anyway, it gets cloudy. And I haven't heard as much gun control talk as you normally do. Normally, if a bad guy shoots, you know, good people, it's our fault. And this time I haven't heard as much. Is that true with you as well?
Yes, absolutely. Even the anti-gunners, they're out in force dancing on the blood now, but they've really got very little. They're demanding that Trudeau implement his assault weapons ban, despite the fact there is no definition for an assault weapon.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that none of the, quote, assault-type weapons were used in this shooting.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with it.
Well, it's an interesting story, and we'll play it out here and see what happens. And as said earlier, the shooting was Sunday, today's Thursday, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know yet. So I'm hoping that more stuff comes out here in the next few days, and I'm also hoping then that you and I can connect again. All of our viewers just want to be up to date on this, and it's hard to get good information from the press. It's like they're doing the two-step with this, incident.
They really are. The agenda.
Yeah. So thanks, Tony. And for all of you viewers, Tony and the CSSA, they're the voice of reason, they're the voice of freedom, and they're the voice for all gun owners. And even if you're not a gun owner, sign up, because freedom's kind of a neat thing. A good friend of mine once said, I don't like guns, I don't want a gun, but if I ever change my mind, I want to get a gun. And I said, you need to join up with the CSSA. And he says, I get it. It's about freedom. Tony, thanks so much. And we'll look forward to talking to you again sooner than later.
Thank you, Brian. I look forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, there you go. So y'all come back tomorrow. We're going to more for you from the right. And we will follow this story, because it's a story that's critical not only to gun people, all the poor people that have been affected, and just freedom in general. And it's just a sad, sad day when some lunatic, some mental health guy goes out and destroys so many lives.